This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. The title I chose for the broadcast today is Sperm of God. My word choice is not intended to be lurid or overly graphic, but to make a descriptive point. First, a note on word origin. When I look up seed in my dictionary, I am told this. From Greek, sperma, the seed of plants, also of animals, literally, that which is sown. A few weeks ago, I did a program on planting seed, using the parable of Jesus, about how the same seed that is planted in various conditions and types of soil gives different results. Today, I am moving the metaphor to something closer to home. Human reproduction as it relates to spiritual rebirth. Regular listeners to this program will note that I refer to God as my Father. To those not familiar with the Bible, for me to call God my Father may sound presumptuous or prideful, but I am only following the Bible. In John chapter 1, we read, "To all who received Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust him to save them. All those who believe this are reborn, not a physical rebirth resulting from human passion or plan, but from the will of God." And so, as always, I will begin the program with prayer. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. My earthly father was Howard Taylor. We were very close, and we discussed the Bible and all kinds of educational material that was of mutual interest. We had a lot in common with each other. In some ways, I looked like my father. We discussed everything in an open and honest way. He was thrilled to have fathered two children, my brother Tom and myself. Most fathers are excited to have that 50% share with their wife in the creation and traits of their children. Through faith, any of us can join the family of God because of what the Son of God, Jesus Christ, did by dying on the cross to take away the sins of those who would willingly believe in Jesus. Listen to this from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 4 and verse 18. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been fathered by God. And everyone who loves the Father loves the child fathered by him. By this we know that we love the children of God, whenever we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments do not weigh us down, because everyone who has been fathered by God conquers the world. We know that everyone fathered by God does not sin, but God protects the one he has fathered, and the evil one cannot touch him. Here are some portions from the Apostle John in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he did not make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Later on, the one who is the true light arrived to shine on everyone coming into the world. But although Jesus made the world did not recognize him when he came. Even in his own land and among his own people, the Jews, he was not accepted. Only a few would welcome and receive him. But to all who received Jesus, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was to trust him to save them. All those who believe this are reborn, not a physical rebirth resulting from human passion or plan, but from the will of God. And Christ became a human being and lived here on earth among us and was full of loving forgiveness and truth. And some of us have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Heavenly Father. Now here are some other Bible verses I found in my study of the sperma or seed of God as it relates to new life in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:17. For if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone. New life has begun. Ezekiel 11:19. I will give my people hearts that are completely committed to me. I will give them a new spirit that is faithful to me. I will remove their stubborn hearts from them, and I will give them hearts that obey me. Ezekiel 18:31, get rid of all the evil things you have done. Let me give you a new heart and a new spirit. Then you will be faithful to me. Why should you die? 1 John 2:28 and 29 says, and now little children remain in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame when he comes back. If you know that he is righteous, you also know that everyone who practices righteousness has been fathered by him. 1 John 3:9, no one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for the seed of God abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. John 3 is all about being born again of new seed. Here are portions of John chapter 3. There was a man named Nicodemus. He was a proud religious lawkeeper and a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said, Teacher, we know you have come from God to teach us. No one can do the powerful works you do unless God is with him. Jesus said to him, For sure, I tell you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the holy nation of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? How can he get into the body of his mother and be born the second time? Jesus answered, For sure, I tell you, unless a man is born of water and the Spirit of God, he cannot get into the holy kingdom of God. Whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. Whatever is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not be surprised that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants to. You hear its sound, you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. It is the same with everyone who is born of the Spirit of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can this be? Jesus said, Are you a teacher among the Jews and do not know these things? For sure, I tell you, we are talking about things we know. We tell of what we have seen, yet you do not take our words to be true. I tell you about things of the earth, and you do not believe them. How will you believe if I tell you about things in heaven? Whoever puts his trust in him, in Jesus, will have life that lasts forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever. For God did not send his Son into the world to say it is guilty. He sent his Son so the world might be saved from the punishment of sin by him. Whoever puts his trust in his Son is not guilty. Whoever does not put his trust in Jesus is guilty already. It is because he does not put his trust in the name of the only Son of God. The light has come into the world, and the light is the test by which men are guilty or not. People love darkness more than the light because the things they do are sinful. Everyone who sins hates the light. He stays away from the light because his sin would be found out. The man who does what is right comes to the light what he does will be seen because he has done what God wanted him to do. Now let me share with you some portions of 1 John near the end of the New Testament. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 10 and 15 through 19. Dear friends, let us love one another, because love is from God. And everyone who loves has been fathered by God and knows God. The person who does not love does not know God, because God is love. By this, the love of God is revealed in us, that God has sent His one and only Son into the world so that we may live through Him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. If anyone confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God resides in him and he in God. And we have come to know and to believe the love that God has in us. God is love, and the one who resides in love resides in God, and God resides in him. By this, love is perfected with us, so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment, because just as Jesus is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears punishment has not been perfected in love. We love because He loved us first. And then over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, it says, "You have been born again by means of the living Word of God. His Word lasts forever. You were not born again from a seed that will die. You were born from a seed that cannot die." Now, let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ World so you may contact us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done to provide salvation for people as they believe in Jesus. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, visionforchristworld.com. Search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Psalm 51:10. God, create a pure heart in me. Give me a new spirit that is faithful to you.